You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, lines are packed. Everybody who's on hold for a long time, first time, please bear with us.
Don't go anywhere.
Hopefully you won't hang up. We're going to try to get to every call if we can. The first one to get through was Amy. Hi, Amy. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Good morning, boys.
Good morning, Amy.
We're so glad you finally called us. What took you so long?
I don't know. It's been a long, long time, too.
Well, how long are we talking? How long you been listening?
You know, I actually don't know, but it was definitely the Jane days.
It's been a while.
So, yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, because cool. She's now 80.
I think so. She's been gone about 14 years now.
See, the thing is, I say that because I know it'll get back to her, and she's going to say, damn you, Tom.
Yeah, like Jeremy used to be the sidekick.
That's right. I will be here 18 years in August now.
Look at that.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think about. What's on your mind?
I wanted to tell you a funny story. So I was in the kitchen the other day with my daughters, and my youngest, my seven-year-old, all of a sudden goes, stand back, ladies. I don't want anyone getting pregnant. So we maybe have
shaping minds.
I don't know if I like that.
Yeah, you do. That's so good.
Okay, that's pretty good. That's one of our little sweeper things that plays in between songs.
Yeah, right? And I don't even remember when you said it originally.
But yeah.
I don't remember the original conversation, but just that little clip.
That's adorable, I guess. Seven, you said? There's seven?
Seven, yes.
I'm sorry.
I mean, here's the important question. What was your reaction?
I just busted up laughing.
That's pretty good.
And you knew right away where she got it, right? I mean, it's...
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Like, I am so sorry.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, and that kid always says ridiculous things, so it wasn't like too shocking. But, like, that was definitely like, okay.
Amy, that's pretty darn funny.
Yeah. I felt like you would appreciate that.
I do appreciate it, but I feel a little awkward.
That's so good. And isn't it true if you have more than one kid, their personalities are always very distinct, right? Kids are always different.
Yeah,
and one of them will often be the talker.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she is definitely the talker.
She's
the youngest of four girls.
Oh, my gosh.
And...
She's probably picking up all sorts of stuff then. It's just not me. She's probably picking up a bunch of stuff that she shouldn't be seeing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Like,
careful.
One of my kiddos likes to watch Grey's Anatomy. And so there's been a couple of times that the seven-year-old walked in on that show and has just, like, quoted some things from that show, which can be less. Less appropriate for a seven-year-old.
That's great.
So good.
Pretty cute.
Well, I just want to say, we're going to take some other calls, but Amy, you made our morning, so thank you for being on the show, thank you for finally calling us.
Thank you, Amy.
My kids will love that this happened.
Have them listen to the podcast.
Yep.
I will have to get it out for them.
You're the best. Bye, have a great day, okay?
Have a great one.
Okay,
bye-bye.
That's fantastic. Hello, Bonnie. Thanks for calling long time, first time.
Hi.
Hey, Bonnie!
How are you guys?
We've been waiting for you to call. We were just saying yesterday, weren't we, off there? We're like, when's Bonnie going to call?
When's Bonnie going to call? Well, I called 2 weeks ago, I want to say or so, for Boys Against the Girls, and it rang, and I panicked, and I hung up, and I'm so embarrassed.
You're not, listen.
You seized up.
Panicked.
That's not the first time we've heard that from people. And even with Boys Against the Girls, we've had people who got through, and they were actually lined up to be a contestant. And about 20 seconds before we go on the air, they freak out and they hang up. They're like,
it puts us in a position where we're like, now we need somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. And I've heard those calls where you guys are going, okay, call back in.
So did you end up listening to the segment then and you heard all the questions and then how would you have done?
I did. Oh, it's the most frustrating thing because I think I could have won. I knew all of your questions. And that's the worst feeling ever.
Why don't you play on Tuesday with us?
You
want to play on Tuesday with us?
Yes.
Okay, now listen. We've been down this path before, too. We've had people who said, I'll play. And then Josh will call Tuesday morning.
And then they don't answer.
And then they don't answer the phone.
I'm still scared.
I'll do my best. I'll definitely answer.
Well, like, you're breaking the ice right now. It's a big deal.
Make your questions cool. Like,
make your questions.
Don't totally embarrass me on the radio.
Yeah. The thing is if you lose with Boys Against the Girls, there's a lot of shame involved. Mm-hmm. That's
there the is a lot of shame.
Mm-hmm. Then you feel shame.
And I know there are people listening just like myself who are yelling the answers in their car.
Oh,
that's correct.
Do, and we get the messages, too. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll get messages from some ladies that are like, I knew all those questions. I can't believe she missed them. And yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, let's have
the
you play on Tuesday.
On.
Okay, so
all
listen.
Right.
Don't forget. Okay. And now we've got to remember, too. Hey, Josh.
Josh is going to get your info.
He's got two thumbs up. I'm going to put you on hold. Don't go away.
Okay. I'll talk to you guys on Tuesday.
We'll talk to you on Tuesday.
There we go.
Look at that. We got a contestant ready to go.
Right on.
And then there's Carlos. Carlos, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Morning. Happy Friday.
Thank you. What are you doing with your weekend? Anything cool?
Yeah, hopefully going skiing tomorrow, seeing a friend I haven't seen since high school, so like 5 years.
That's great. Where are you going to go hit the slopes? Where are you headed?
Breckenridge.
Yeah, okay.
Breck. Right on.
That's
classic. Neighbor had some half-off passes, so going to use that coupon, or otherwise it's not really worth it to go up for a day.
You're my people, man. You're a coupon guy. You're like me.
Oh, yeah.
Save, save, save.
Well, let me ask you, with the coupon, how much is it going to cost for that lift ticket?
Oh, too much still, but worth it to see him.
My wife has her brother in town, and he has six kids, and they're up in Breckenridge this week. They're in from Alabama, and he booked the lifts, the passes for his family of, it'll be eight, and he's like, I have no idea.
Get a load of this, Carlos. Lift tickets for eight people for 4 days.
For 4 days, plus rentals and everything on top of that.
Think about that.
And a place to stay.
Mm.
Holy cow.
He's like, we could have gone on a really awesome tropical vacation.
Well, you're on a wintry vacation.
Yep.
Yeah, and you know what, Carlos? Look for them this weekend up at Breckenridge. They're from Alabama, so they'll be the ones skiing in jeans, okay?
Yeah, I'll be able to spot them pretty well.
Absolutely.
Easy peasy.
Jeans, for sure. Are those Texans? Texans ski in jeans.
Well,
yeah.
Well, have fun, man.
So you're 5 years out of high school. What are you doing with your life? Have you become a big roaring success, or are you an abysmal failure? Carlos, what do you think?
Maybe closer to the latter. But
no,
Carlos! What are you doing with your life?
No, I'm just going to school right now.
Okay.
I commute Denver to Boulder, so I'm just sitting in my parking spot right now.
What are you studying?
Ready to head to class in an hour.
What are you studying?
Mechanical engineering.
Oh, you'll be fine. My God, you'll be driving a Tesla in just a few years.
Keep with it, buddy. That's money.
Oh, we'll see.
Oh, really? You know.
Yeah.
You know, but you're going to make some bank with that,
once
right?
Once you pay off all that student debt.
Yeah, what's your debt going to be?
Once I get the... atrocious.
Come on, tell me.
Probably going to be, I don't know, close to about 60,000-90,000.
Okay, well, that's
there. Yeah.
There's a lot of people with much worse.
That's
but
true.
60,000 to 90,000.
We talked to a dentist once who was like,
there goes your Tesla.
400,000 in student debt.
Right.
So,
yeah,
like,
medical school, I don't know about that.
I do. I would never do it.
You got to really like teeth.
Yeah, there you go.
So, how long until you're done with this schooling?
One more year.
All right.
So, good, man.
One more year, I'll be done. It'll be crazy because I've been listening to you guys since before I started school. You know,
dang.
I was commuting with my mom to first grade. She was a teacher at my elementary school.
Now, is that weird, having your mom as a teacher at the school?
It was weird, but the school was very nice and never put us in the same class.
That's good. It probably couldn't.
Yeah.
You know, you'd be getting A's constantly.
Yeah, it might be a little conflict of interest there.
Absolutely.
Well, and you really can't cut up too much at school because the word gets back to your mom in like 20 seconds, right? She's just down the hall.
Yeah, that's true. I had a lot more eyes on me, I guess you can say.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
That's good. Well, Carlos, you have been absolutely delightful to talk to. Have a great day at school. Have fun skiing.
Don't fall down.
Don't break your head or anything.
Don't fall down.
Ooh, I'll try not to.
And we appreciate you calling, buddy, okay?
Yeah, have a good Friday.
Thank you as well.
Carlos.
Do we have the greatest listeners in the world?
Good kid right there.
Greatest listeners in the world. I think our country is in good hands with young men like Carlos out there.
That's right.
Hi, Felicia.
Oh, my goodness. Hi.
Hi, Felicia.
Did you not expect us to answer, or what's the deal?
I don't know. I'm just nervous.
Are you?
No.
I'm nervous talking to you. What do you
do? Good morning.
Well, hold on a second. Let me settle your nerves down. I'm just going to tell you something, okay? You're just talking with two of your best buddies in the world right now, Dom and Jeremy, and the only people who are listening in about 1.2 million people.
It's not that big a deal.
So there's no reason to be nervous. Okay.
All right. I'll try not to say anything silly.
Yeah. Don't say anything naughty.
Yeah, don't do that.
What are you doing this weekend?
I'm actually doing wedding dress fitting tomorrow.
Lucky.
Oh, wow.
You're getting married.
How much is that wedding dress going to run you, do you think?
You know, I got a steal. It was $300.
That's a bargain.
Wow. Yeah. Does it just barely cover like one shoulder or something? I mean,
it falls apart halfway through the wedding.
I hope not.
Well, that's good.
That's great.
So, I mean, you ask a should I ask this question?
Is it how much the wedding's costing?
No.
Do you love him?
No. That's going to be the next. That'll be the follow-up question. Let me ask you something, and be honest with me. Have you been starving yourself for the last couple of months?
Well, I actually am pregnant.
Oh,
you can't.
Okay. That's great.
That's good. Don't do that. Don't starve yourself.
Oh, my. There was a friend of a friend who was at a wedding, and I think the wedding was up in Boulder. And they had something like 8 bridesmaids and 8 groomsmen standing up there. And all of the 8 bridesmaids, I hope I'm telling the story right, 7 of them were Denver Broncos cheerleaders. And the 8th one was like a cousin of the groom or something who flew in from out of town.
The frumpy cousin.
And I kid you not, they said the story, like the whole church or whatever went, because during the ceremony, that 8th girl fell over. She collapsed.
Oh, yeah.
And they said it was 2 things. They said, A, it was the altitude because she flew here and she wasn't used to it. Mm-hmm. And she probably was dehydrated and stuff. But secondly, they talked to her later, and she said the pressure of being in a wedding with 7 cheerleaders caused her to like starve herself for weeks. I know. It was terrible. But that's why I asked that question. It's just like, because there's a lot of pressure to get into those silly dresses.
Hey, Nick Nack dieted for a long time to look all slim and thin in her dress, and she was almost too skinny. But how much is that wedding costing you?
We're again on a budget, so like $5,000.
That's great, it's
Felicia.
It's one day. You don't want to blow 30.
My goodness,
grand.
We are so impressed with that. Marrying a guy, a gal. Who are you marrying?
I'm marrying a gentleman.
And where did you meet him?
We met actually in London when we were both traveling.
Fancy.
That is so
super
great.
Fancy.
Like where? And like, what, were you on the tube or something?
We were staying at the same place, going down the same set of stairs, and we just hit it off from the beginning.
You bumped into each other, and now you're pregnant.
Is he? Is it his? No, I'm just kidding.
No,
I was kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
In all honesty, COVID has put off our wedding for 2 years, and we didn't want to put off starting a family.
Yeah,
that's
gotcha.
Right. You got to get after it.
Let me ask you, was he from England, or was he also a Yank?
Oh, listen to this. He actually is from Argentina. Mm-hmm. He was studying in Germany and traveling in London.
Oh, my
Holy
God.
Cow,
is he like the coolest to listen to when he talks with like an Argentinian accent and
no
everything?
No wonder you got pregnant.
No, just listening to him probably got you knocked
up. Talk to me some more.
Yes, I'm a Latin in him. All of it.
Oh,
you're in love.
She's got a Latin lover, man. She's beautiful. Really happy.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, that's fantastic. When is the actual wedding?
It is April 16th.
Coming up.
Wow.
Coming up.
Right on.
Well, how long have you been listening to the show?
I was doing the math, and it's been 27 years since I was 5 years old.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
I remember my mom listening to you guys, and I think it might have been in the very beginning Mindbender days, because I would sit there and guess with her.
Yeah, well, the Mindbender turned 29 in January, so you were just like in the second or third year of the Mindbender, so that's
wow.
Felicia,
cool.
Here's one that'll blow your mind. I used to sit in the car with my mom at school and listen to the Mindbender.
Oh,
God. I hate you both right now, by the way.
Yeah, so how about that?
Let me, don't make me laugh anymore. I'll need some adult diapers
before
you know
it. He might throw his back out or something. Yeah. Oh. Break a hip.
Felicia, all the the best to you for the nuptials and your little bundle of joy that you're carrying around. We're very happy for you.
Congrats. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, right, bye-bye. God, I love our listeners.
Let's do one more.
All right, Gina, you've been very patient, holding for about
forever.
20 minutes. Wow.
Yes, it's but, all for my daughter.
But unfortunately, we're out of time.
We're out of time. Thank you for calling. Have a great day. Just kidding. Just kidding.
What's up with your daughter?
Yeah, what's her damage?
Her deal?
So she is 12, and I told her about the mind bender, and I used to listen over 20 years ago.
Okay.
And she got really excited. She's an early riser, so she listens every day. And we've been calling and calling and calling. Well, I'm so glad she heard this on the radio because we've been calling the wrong number for like 2 weeks now.
Oh, no. She's like, Mom, we never get through.
She's like, what's wrong? And the best part is she's like, it's doing a beeping, like a beep, beep. I'm like, yeah, that's a busy signal. And she's like, well, what's that? So it's been very educational for phone.
Yeah, I have no idea how phones work.
Oh, my God.
Right?
I was hoping that you'd say that, you know, somebody finally answered and it was like the, I don't know, the Erie Water Department or something like that. God.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
Yes, so then she heard this and got excited and did the same thing everyone else said. So it rang and she froze, and I'm like, we'll talk. And she threw the phone towards me. So.
Well, we're due for another brains in the back seat so she can actually call and play.
Yeah, I want to do that ASAP.
Soon here, yeah.
So, what's your daughter's name?
Her name is Sienna.
Sienna.
Pretty.
That's a beautiful name. What are you guys doing this weekend? Anything fun?
So we have basketball this weekend, lots of basketball games. The girls, both my daughters play, and my husband is a coach, so we're hoping to win that last game, and then, that's it.
Are you ready for it to be over? Mm-hmm. My son's basketball just ended, and we were so happy.
I love it, but I'm also a big skier, and it's really affected our ski weekend.
It jacks up your weekends,
sure,
doesn't
so.
It? Yes.
You know, get in touch with Carlos and go up with him to Breckenridge this weekend. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know. I heard that. The eight paying for eight people, that's
crazy?
A half year's mortgage.
No kidding.
It's nuts.
But my daughter also wanted me to ask. She's a huge Hamilton fan, and we just saw it, and we always have a debate as to which song is better. So we wanted to give you guys the two songs, and if you guys could let us know which one your favorites are, that would be amazing.
I'm actually going to it on Sunday. I have not seen it yet. But
so tell them the two songs right now. Jeremy, write these down.
Okay.
Okay. The Room Where It Happened is my favorite.
Okay.
And then Sienna's is The Cabinet Battle. But I can't believe you haven't seen it yet. That's crazy.
I know,
you gotta get it on, watch it on Disney.
No, I want to see it live. So we had a couple friends hit us up. They have a couple extra tickets. So
because
we're gonna go with them on Sunday.
I don't believe you can get chills watching it on
TV. No, I want to see it
live. Gina, you have to be there in the seat
live.
At the Buell.
I want to stand and clap.
You know what?
Again, you know?
I agree, but there's so much history in there, and I like to soak it all in, that watching it before was definitely very helpful so my brain could take it all in.
Makes sense.
Well, I'll let you know. I'll post which one was my favorite on my Facebook later.
Okay.
Later on Sunday.
That would be amazing.
All right.
Yes. And Gina, then we're going to continue trying to call the mind bender.
Yeah, now you got the number. Put this in your put it in your speed dial so you always have it, okay?
Yes, that sounds great. Thank you guys.
Thanks, Gina.
Bye.
We appreciate you. I'm going to call this edition of Long Time First Time a rousing success.
Huge success.